I'm shifting our music theme just slightly. A little bit here.
Slightly?
Well, they were the Fab Four. Hoss, you know.
Little Joe. Adam.
Yeah.
Paw.
Right, exactly.
They brought in Candy later.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
David Canary, David Canary.
He was always there, but he wasn't really one of the family.
No, he wasn't a family, but he was. Of course, he had Hop Sing, right? He was always there.
Right. Well, that music was going to last us into our start of the interview with Amy Higgins from Elyria City Schools, the communications and marketing director, here to talk about the Kindergarten Roundup.
That's right. I love that music. Thank you for that intro.
We got coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It'll be from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Elyria High School Dining Hall. This is all about, getting kids who are, they must turn, five by September 30th, thinking already about signing them up for kindergarten, that next step in their, or sometimes the first step in their education. Talk about the importance of that for tomorrow.
Oh, my. It's such an important event, and we're really excited. This is, I know what the groundhog says, but despite the groundhogs, kindergarten registration for us signals spring, so there's hope. we usually do it in March. We bumped it up into February because it's a really important event to kind of kick off this milestone in kids' school careers. And usually this day and age, by the time kids get to kindergarten, they've attended some type of preschool, which is really desirable, and we hope that the parents do get their kids enrolled in some preschool programs from age 3 forward to try to help them prepare for kindergarten, because kindergarten is not like it used to be. They are an active group. They're doing computer skills. They're learning their letters. They're learning their colors. They're doing math. They're doing English language arts. So it's full-blown kindergarten. And actually, in Elyria, we offer free all-day kindergarten. So the kids come to school, and there's no naps. They're going all day.
Amy, I would think this would give you a little more time to plan for the future and get a handle on how many kids you'll be anticipating.
Yes, it's very important for the district because we can then plan our class sizes. We know how many teachers we're going to need. We know where kids need to be placed. If parents have special requests for where their child goes to school, we try to accommodate that. This also gives us time to help the parents get comfortable with the idea of sending their little one off to school. And parents, we can make arrangements for parents to come in and tour their schools. And, time is always desirable when you're planning for a big event. So tomorrow we have the Kindergarten Roundup. Starts at 8 a.m., goes till 11 a.m. at Elyria High School in the dining hall. We're going to have on-site registrars there. So while parents are enrolling, we're going to have a whole activity area for the little ones that's going to be supervised by our kindergarten teachers, and they'll be doing Play-Doh and coloring sheets and building blocks. And we're also having all of our elementary principals there. So once they're finished enrolling, they can actually take their child over and meet their principal. We'll have some free breakfast for everybody, some donuts and bagels and juice and that kind of thing. And the first 50 registrants get their very own coonskin cap, so that's exciting.
Amy, I have a question. Do parents need to bring, besides their child, anything else specifically?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. They need to bring 2 proofs of residency, their own identification, their child's birth certificates, their child's immunization records, and proof of custody if that's necessary. And then the registrars will do all the rest of it with them.
Why so early? Why get this done already here when you're already thinking about, next year?
Oh, my.
Later
on. It's just so important for planning purposes on our side, but also for the parents. It's really a great opportunity for parents to work with their kids in preparing them for this really important event. And we can do so much to help in that process with letting them see their schools ahead of time and meet their their teachers and their principals, and for us, we just, it's excellent planning time for us.
If someone has commitments, unable to be there for Saturday, tomorrow, to do this, what's the other opportunity for them?
You know, we have a full-time central registration office at Elyria High School. So if they miss tomorrow's event, they can come any day of the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, to Elyria High School in the Media Center, which is right on the corner of 7th and Middle. And they can park right there. They don't even have to go through the high school. There's a separate door for it and everything. It's clearly marked. And they can register right there as well.
So, and I wanted to have you on today because this is one of the first early about the enrollments for kindergarten. And, of course, this impacts, you know, people around the county. Different school systems will be having mm-hmm. that as well. So just if the kids are starting to get that age where they'll be 5 years old by September 30th, they mm-hmm. want to get them registered for kindergarten because it's a big step and it's a very unique step in their
really
education
is.
Process. It's that one time where the kids are now going to be doing schoolwork and being away from home for an extended period of time. So
that's so true. They're there for, you know, an entire school day, 5 days a week. So yeah. It's a big deal.
Not only for the kids, but also for the parents, too, especially if it's the first one who's getting onto this education journey. So,
oh, yes. We have lots of, on the first day, usually the kids are bounding in. They're so excited, and it's the parents who are needing the Kleenex. So
you can leave now. Okay, it's time to go, guys.
That's
the
right.
Slow walk out of there.
Yeah. We ease them into it, though. So.
And again, it's going on tomorrow from 8 until 11 a.m. at the Elyria High School Dining Hall. It's the Kindergarten Roundup for Elyria Schools. And Amy Higgins with Elyria Schools, thanks for joining us this morning, getting the word out. And
thank you.
It's the sure sign of spring as well. So
that's right. There's hope.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.